Greetings, I am Father Mark Georges. I would like to say thank you to all of you for your support for my book launch. I know that some of you are finding the arguments and concepts a bit challenging. I got a great idea, which is to read through the text with you little by little, explaining the reasons for the concepts and arguments that are developed in each section. I would like to start doing that today, so let us begin. Title: Introduction to Anthropology of Integration, a Handbook for Teachers, Educators, and Parents. The book is about a new perspective on character building that puts at the center, the fore, the dignity of the human person, and presents character or teaching of character in a way that is natural and accessible and gives you a feeling of being, of understanding and learning without being forced, but being very, very free. Let us begin. Introduction to Anthropology of Integration. Foreword by Christine Marcellus-Vollmer. In this wonderful handbook, Father Mark Georges has done a remarkable job of explaining in easy to understand terms some of the anthropological, philosophical, and pedagogical truths about human learning, which have been known for centuries, but which in recent generations of educators had become disconnected. Education, the passing on from one generation to the next of cultural, moral, and practical understanding and behavior, the basis of civilization, has tended, with massification and professionalization, to become distanced from the truly human sciences. Professional and occupational concerns have overtaken the space, and competition, with its examinations and tests, has reduced education to a race for position and encouraged rote learning and group thinking. Our world requires a return to integration, both of education and of the individual. And like Father Mark, Carlos Beltramo and I considered this our call and challenge, creating a complete K-12 curriculum for the classroom use, while developing the pedagogy of the integration of the human person, PIHP, in order to address these and many other issues. Since 2000, A Life to the World has been a project to help teachers to accompany and encourage children and adolescents to encounter the sterling foundations of human flourishing in their discovery of values and virtues through original and critical thinking. This K-12 program, although delivered as a continual story of a group of children as they grow up, has been an effort to reunite for the modern day those anthropological, philosophical, and pedagogical truths described by Father Mark in a medium efficacious to help fulfill the longing of children and adolescents to find significance and belonging. Father Mark Georges has met the challenge of demonstrating a metaphysical framework for understanding the human person that builds on what is time-tested and proven, but at the same time giving a new perspective, indeed an excellent practical explanation and guide for bringing a universal wisdom to today's students. This book will be of great use to all who are occupied with or interested in education. Christine de Marcellus de Vollmer, founder of Alive to the World International, June 2024. Christine Marcellus de Vollmer was very kind to write this foreword, and here she points out the fact that there's been a gap in education. We've lost sight of the education of the whole person. It is like, you know, with the quest for change and facing all the different challenges of a modern era, you know that the 20th century is a century of wars and strife, and there have been many revolutions. And in an attempt to try to have something different, to move to a different place, there's been a sense of throwing off, you know, old ways of thinking, but we have thrown the baby out with the bathwater. So Christine points to that, saying that Yes, it is true that we do need to have a different way of thinking so that we break out of the cycle of revolution and violence. But at the same time, that the new way of thinking, we have to be careful that we don't throw off time-tested, proven values and principles, which have ultimately been what safeguards civilization. So this is what Christine is saying. We need to bring back bring back the baby, and this is what that's just a way of saying it. This is what anthropology of integration in part attempts to do. Let us continue. Acknowledgements. The handbook that you have in your hands was originally conceived as a supplement for the teachers and parents of to the Alive to the World program developed by Christine Marcellus de Volmer and her associates. I wish to acknowledge the wonderful work they have done and are doing all over the world in transmitting values and virtues to the next generation. In addition, I would like to thank the many people who have given their time and support to make this work possible. Introduction. This text provides an overview of what is called anthropology of integration. The text draws on data from the social sciences and uses many concrete examples, but it is mainly a philosophical work. It builds on a long tradition that places confidence in the natural ability of the human person to know and discover what is good for his or her true happiness and what is contrary to it. In common language, this is akin to common sense. This is the proper starting point for philosophical reflection. Philosophical ideas, however, need to be articulated and presented in a coherent system so that they may be properly assimilated, communicated, discussed, and refined. The philosophical tradition of Aristotle and St. Thomas Aquinas is rooted in common sense and is a time-tested and proven framework for metaphysical reflection. The ideas developed in this book are grounded in the conceptual foundations that are elaborated in this tradition. Philosophy, however, also needs the input of research in science and the humanities to better express the metaphysical principles at work and to connect with the prevailing culture. This work aims to present a metaphysical framework for understanding the human person that builds on what is time-tested and proven, but at the same time giving a new perspective. In that sense, it articulates a novel vision called anthropology of integration, which brings to bear the advances in science and psychology. It also draws on the particular sensibility of our age to be in harmony with self, things, nature, others, and the transcendent as well. In its essence, anthropology of integration seeks to unpack in a new way the richness of the simple proposition that the human person is a unity of body and soul. It suggests that there are different dimensions of the human person that need to be carefully differentiated and articulated. At the same time, there is a unity that must be understood and fostered for our behavior to be truly human. This perspective, where differences and unity are affirmed at the same time, is what is meant in general by the notion of integration. In this text, this concept is developed in the context of an important metaphysical principle which states that living beings naturally tend to what is good for attaining their full development and purpose. In the human person, this tendency is not only in the soul, but in every dimension of his or her being. Men and women are endowed with freedom. The natural tendencies within his or her being require education and deliberate orientation towards his or her true good. This is the task of integration. When proper integration is lacking, the tendencies give way to disordered desires for apparent goods that undermine human dignity. In these first 1, 2, 3, 4 paragraphs of the introduction, the arguments, there are two principal arguments. First, there is an introduction to the idea of philosophy that saying that this work is above all a philosophical work. Now, this philosophical work is grounded on the metaphysical tradition of Aristotle and St. Thomas Aquinas, which has this parting point in common sense. So this is what this first few paragraphs of the introduction is saying. It ties back to what we said earlier about, you know, being careful not to throw off time-tested proven. Well, there is a philosophical tradition that is time-tested and proven, which is important that we do not lose. At the same time, that philosophy also needs to keep up with concepts and advances in science and psychology, so that we're saying that we are going to lean on those philosophical ideas of a proven tradition, but at the same time that we want to enrich, you know, the explanation of those ideas by incorporating new concepts from science and philosophy. And one of the main concepts that we would like to bring into our explanation is the notion of integration, which has become very mainstream, almost we can say, in fields of science and research. So then it goes here and explains how we would use this notion of integration. We would use this notion of integration by putting at the center the idea that man is a unity of body and soul. And the notion of integration suggests that while we have to distinguish between the different dimensions of the human person, body, the mind, and the spirit, and so you see that we will then use a lot of, you know, information from biology for the body part, we'll use a lot of information from psychology for the mind part, and also we would use information from, well, that philosophy especially for the spiritual side. So we're making the distinctions, leaning also on modern research. But at the same time, integration says we will also look at how all those different aspects, those parts of the human person, they work together to bring about the overall good of the human person. And this is this way of this developing understanding of the human person is something that is very, very needed in our education system today. That's our installment for today. We've done 4 pages. We will continue tomorrow. Thank you. Bye.